How you doing?
No, good.
Good.
Just wanted to ask you a few questions about Superman. How's the film, how's the pre-production going?
Great.
Big set.
Great.
Start filming next month, is it?
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
All the cast set?
Yeah, all but one.
Who's that?
A female accomplice to Lex Luthor. I don't have a cast yet.
Now, why set the sequel as from a 25-year-old film, you know, from Superman 1 and 2?
Because I'm a huge fan of the original film, and I think that kids under the age of 18 know Smallville. I think over that age, they're familiar with both the series and the original film, and I think somewhere in there, I didn't want to tread over that.
Sure. Now, this is set slightly 6 years. Superman's been missing for 6 years, or that's the basis that he's been away for 6 years, is that right?
About 4.5 years.
Okay.
Between 4 and 5 years, yeah.
Now, has he been away as in space, or it's out of the way from Earth? Okay. So I was wondering how you'd make the whole Clark Kent missing.
Yeah, they're both on vacation. They're both doing some soul searching.
Right, okay. Now, Brandon Routh and Kate Bosworth, Lois Lane and Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I believe the chemistry between them is why you cast.
Yeah, I read Kate with Brandon, and they were really terrific together, and she was great. I've met her through Kevin Spacey's film Beyond the Sea.
Okay, I thought Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor, excellent casting. I mean, he's just going to be perfect for the role.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We haven't worked together in 10 years, so it'll be fun.
Fantastic. Now, Clark Kent, bumbling fool or confident?
Oh, he's playing the role of a bumbling fool, but no, he's not. That's just a role.
Okay, fantastic. Now, the costume. Classic?
Classic.
Classic. With a hinting as far as like the Spider-Man costume or?
No, it'll be contemporary, but classic in its design.
Now, why choose Superman over X-Men 3?
Oh, just the time and the availability of Superman, my fanship for Superman. So.
Excellent. Thank you for coming to it. Enjoy the night.
Can Superman get? What can he bring
that's
new?
Oh, it's going to be a lot that you've seen before in a larger way, and then a lot of things you haven't seen before. And there's things we can do now that we couldn't do in 1978 when Richard Donner made his classic Superman film. So with that, you were there. You would believe a man can fly. Here, you believe a lot more is possible.
But how much of a bug is it tonight to see how much Australians are getting behind young talent?
It's exciting. It's really amazing. I had no idea this festival was as huge and colossal as this. I've never seen it. I've been all around the world, many film festivals. I've never seen a film festival quite like this in my life.
Any advice to the young starters?
Yeah, find good partners to work with. This film is collaborative medium. It is not writing. It is not painting.
Is it a chance for talent scouting?
Definitely for me. Yeah, I have a company. And I have a company in Los Angeles that makes, we're developing projects that I produce as well as direct. So for me, it's absolutely. Sure. If they're interesting enough filmmakers, I'll send them back before I go back.
Why do you go back to Australia to
rent? Oh, good facility.
Cast to it to whoever's
from Marie Saints, Kevin Spacey, and now Kate Bosworth.
Any Australians?
There'll be a series of Australians, but that's coming later. I still have one principal female to cast, and I don't know where I'm going.
Why shoot in Australia?
Well, we've had consolidated facilities here at Fox Sydney. It's good economically for us, and I personally had never shot here before. I've shot in Toronto and Vancouver, the United States. I've been a lot of time in Europe, but Australia is not a place I've lived for a long period of time. So, combination of things.